Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Boltman Center. We're in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College playing the opening day of the Red Raider Classic as they take on 7th-ranked William Penn here this afternoon. So we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, maybe not your typical holiday tournament where you schedule a bunch of patsies and play a couple of ball games. We've got the 7th-ranked team of the nation and a pretty good one here this afternoon.
Yeah, they are. They're very good. They, as you mentioned in our conversation prior to coming on the air, they lead the country in several offensive categories, and they're not too darn bad defensively, too. So they're probably better athletically than we are, and we're really going to have to make sure that this afternoon we're really dialed in regard to just the basic fundamentals. Our vocabulary and our talk has got to be very clear and very distinct defensively, simply because they're going to run a bunch of different things, and they're a very, very good three-point shooting team and got several kids in the 40s and even 50s from the three-point line. So it's not just one or two guys you can isolate on. It's going to have to be a lot of different guys and a lot of different looks defensively from us. So we're going to have to really be focused, and our communication's got to be stellar here today.
Obviously, this is a team that has not played maybe the competition we have, but it's a team that can rack up some points. They're averaging over 100 points per ball game offensively, giving up just 71 defensively. So a team that obviously can knock us off at any time.
There's no doubt. I don't care who you play or what level you play. To average 101 points, you've got to be able to fill it up, and these guys definitely can. So, you know, the fact of the matter is like I mentioned, we've got to make sure that when we do, hold them defensively, when they do shoot the basketball, we've got to make sure they're only getting one attempt and they're only getting one shot at the basket. And we've got to do a much better job than we have probably the last couple of games of rebounding. I know against Kearney in our last time out, we did out-rebound them. It was by a very small margin, but Kearney was able to keep themselves in the contest by getting some timely offensive rebounds. So those are the things that we've got to stay away from, and we've really got to make sure that we limit them to one possession each time they have the basketball.
One thing that really pops out, this is a team that really has fallen in love with the three-point line. They've shot 453 three-pointers so far this year. That compares to 248 for us.
Yeah, and we shoot it. You know, I mean, so we're not immune to the three-point shot ourselves, but, you know, they're averaging over 30 three-point attempts per game, and I don't care, even if you shoot a poor percentage, that really stretches your defense. So we've got to do a better job than just hope for, you know, poor shooting night on William Penn's part to be successful here today, because they do. They can really shoot it in. And we're just going to have to mix our coverages here a little bit, make sure that we've got higher hands. We do a better job of communication from our bench to the players that are on the floor, really do the best job we can in the first half to identify tendencies and be ready to make adjustments mentally and physically during timeouts and during the halftime.
You've been off for, what, 7-8 days now after the win over Kearney. Guys come back. They anxious to get back to start the so-called second half of the season?
Well, I think so. And I think anytime you have a positive first half, you know, if you would have told me after Tobin went down that we'd be 12-3 at Christmas, I probably would have had you checked into a mental institution, because, you know, it's a tall task for anybody, let alone when you're without your statistically best player. So I've been very, very pleased with the kids, with the work and the effort that they've put in, and hopefully they've got some confidence and we can continue to play good basketball and, you know, put ourselves in position to continue to chip away and stay in the top half of that conference and maybe potentially get a, you know, a couple games at home in the tournament.
Why has this team been successful through the first 15?
I think it's just unselfish. You know, I think it's been our ability. You know, we're not a great team defensively, but I think we've got enough mental focus that we can make some adjustments defensively, especially at, you know, crucial situations, and we've been able to do some good things there. But offensively, I think, you know, we've got guys that we probably got 7, maybe 8 guys that can have a opportunity to score 20 points on a given night. And I think when you have that and you have the unselfishness that this club is shown up to this point, to where, you know, the other night against Kearney, we have 27 assists on 39 baskets. That's unheard of, you know. So we're a very unselfish bunch, sometimes to a fault. But I think our ability to score, whether it's from the inside or from the mid-range or even from the three-point line or off the drive, you know, we create a lot of different matchup problems for defenses. So, you know, it's nice to be able to stop people, but you've got to be able to score the ball. And right now that's one thing we've done pretty well.
Is there one thing that we're going to have to develop now early in the second half of the season to maybe contend and make some noise in the postseason?
We just talked about that. It's ironic that you bring it up because we've got to be better defensively. I mean, we've got to be able to get 5 to 6 stops per half from our scouting report. I mean, we've really got to be able to just take the ball away from the offensive team or from our opponent. And that's the one thing I really haven't seen us just dig our heels in. Really, the kind of the stops that we're getting are from gimmicks and kind of hokey-pokey kind of stuff. And we've just got to be able to just man-to-man dig our heels in and get stops and be able to rebound in crucial situations. And we've seen it in glimpses, but I don't think we've seen it in back-to-back or maybe 3 stops in a row, that kind of a mentality. So I think, you know, our kids have done a pretty good job of developing mentality and changing a focus from what we had a year ago or even the previous couple of years. So I think it's something we can do, but we've just got to do it over a longer stretch.
Okay, we'll come back and chat more about William Penn as our pregame show continues after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar. Jinx, you owe me a beer. And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what? You said.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Broncos on the road today in Orange City, Iowa. First round of the Red Raider Classic here this afternoon as we get ready to take on the 7th-ranked team in the nation in William Penn, a team that won their first 14 games of the season, coach. Lost their last time out to Bellevue. Obviously, Bellevue, a very good basketball team, so we're gonna have a challenge here today.
Oh, there's no doubt, and we're really going to have to start by guarding the three-point line and making sure that the shots that they take are contested, and our guards are going to have to do a really good job of blocking out. And you know, the things that we try and tell our guys is long shots equal long rebounds, so we're really going to have to do a good job. If we can get our hands on some of those long rebounds, I think it's going to bode well for us, and it can translate into some easy transition opportunities for us, because when you take the outlet pass out of the equation, it just speeds yourselves up offensively in transition. So if we can do some of those things, I really like our chances, but we're really going to have to dig in and defend here today.
This is a team that has already beaten Morningside. They've beaten Briarcliff this year, and then they had a 3-game stretch where they scored 127, 140, and 131 points. So they can put some points on the scoreboard. And is this going to be a run-and-gun type of team? Is this going to be like a hockey match today?
Well, I hope so. I mean, at least it'll be fun, if nothing else. But, you know, I think it will. I mean, they're going to be a team. Obviously, they can put a bunch of points up. I don't care if you're talking about playing, you know, Briarcliff, or you're talking about playing, you know, the School of the Blind. You've got to be able to put it in the basket, and you've got to, you know, have some talent offensively to score those kind of numbers that you just mentioned. So there's going to be some things that we're going to have to really do and really key on and really have an opportunity to get some crucial stops at crucial times. And that's the biggest focus that we've tried to explain to our guys here over the break is that's where we've got to get better. And there's not a better task, I guess, to embark on than it would be against William Penn here today.
We mentioned it before the break. They're number one in several categories, rebounding, number one in three-pointers made, number one in block shots. So very good defensively and obviously very good offensively too.
Yeah, and I think, you know, their length and their athleticism will pose some problems, and that's where our mental focus and just, you know, we can't, you know, give up a lot of big runs. You know, we keep the runs to 5, maybe 6 points before we get scores. And we've done a pretty good job of that in the first half of the season. But, you know, I don't know that we've faced anybody, maybe Northwestern would be the only opponent that we've faced of William Penn's caliber. So it's going to take a very concerted effort, there's no doubt here, to make sure that we keep things going in a positive direction for ourselves.
I was going to say, is this team a matchup to the upper tier of our conference that we normally see?
I would say so. You know, just based on what we've seen on film, they've got a couple guys that, you know, just look like they don't belong in the NAI. You know, I mean, they've got 6'5" guards that are very bouncy and very long, very athletic, that kind of thing. And just things that, you know, it's very hard to simulate in practice. And that's where, you know, the bulk of the time team struggles. When you can't simulate your opponent in practice, it becomes very difficult. So I think you could see that a little bit when we faced Northwestern. It wasn't necessarily the speed or anything that got to us. It was just the length and the physicality of Northwestern's guards that really played a big factor. So hopefully, you know, that was only 2 weeks ago. Hopefully we learn from that and we can make a few adjustments defensively on our own part and more mentally and keep our focus. And I think, you know, the first game back for both teams, conditioning becomes a little bit of a factor and you're going to have to play into your bench a little bit more. You might see some faces or hear some names maybe you're not used to calling here in these first couple games back until we can get our game legs back under us. So it'll be interesting. I'm excited to get back at it.
Is there, when you step away in a classic like this and you get ready for the conference season again next week and a very tough January schedule coming up, is there something you really want to zero in on in these next two games when we're away from home and kind of away from all the crowd and everything?
Well, I think first and foremost, like I just mentioned, we got to kind of get our legs back under us. And I think it's probably sometimes hard to evaluate, really what you're looking for. You know, I guess ultimately you're looking for a couple of wins, but that's going to be easier said than done. So I think we've just got to make sure, to me, it's more of a mental focus, you know, and I don't know, quite honestly, after 15 games, how much better physically you can get. I think that the teams that are always playing in March are the teams that are the most mentally tough and ability to change their focus and change their mindset from playing a team that averages 100 points to a game to playing a team that averages 70, you know, in less than 24 hours. So, you know, those are the things I guess I'm looking for, is just a mental capacity to change gears, change direction, and refocus on a very short turnaround. Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and 7th-ranked William Penn today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Boltman Center, we're in Norton City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS got the first round of the Red Raider Classic here today as Hastings College gets set to take on the 7th-ranked team in the country, the Statesmen out of William Penn College. This is a team coming in here from Oskaloosa, Iowa here this afternoon. Very good basketball team, ranked number 7 in the country. The record sitting at 14 wins and 1 loss on the season. Hastings College coming in with a mark of 12 wins and 3 losses. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here today on 1230 KHAS. We'll give you the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank
is the better bank. Hastings College here this afternoon will go with Carson Bloom, a 5'10" freshman out of Minden. Bloom is averaging 5 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Brent Wells will get a start today, a 6'4" junior out of Elba, Nebraska, averaging 4.9 points, 3.1 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" junior out of Norfolk. Lohman averaging 16.3 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" senior out of Kearney, averaging 14.8 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" junior out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 11.5 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. For the Statesmen out of William Penn, they will go with Blake Walker, a 6'1" junior out of Rose Garden, Georgia. Walker is averaging 8.9 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. James Devlin is a 6-foot senior out of Tampa, Florida. He's averaging 9.6 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Armand Rasul is a 6'6" senior out of Chicago. He is averaging 10.8 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Kevin Fay is a 6'3" junior out of Hennepin, Illinois. He is averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per game. Then you've got Keith Stefik, who's a 6'9" senior from Marion, Iowa. He is averaging 13.8 points and 6.6 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left this afternoon in their crimson uniforms, trimmed and lettered to the white, and the Broncos control the opening tip. Hastings College coming in, averaging 80.9 points per ball game, giving up 73 on the defensive end. There's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Broncos turn it away on the opening position. Running back the other way is going to be Walker. His driving layup is no good, and he's fouling the play. So Hastings turns the ball over in their opening possession here this afternoon. Blake Walker is fouling the play here. The foul is going to go on Bacon of Hastings. That's going to be his first team foul on Hastings College here this afternoon. Blake Walker will go to the free throw line for William Penn. He's a 52% foul shooter in the season. Walker throws it up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. William Penn as a team hitting 64% of their free throw tosses so far this year, 49% from the field, 41% from three-point territory. Next shot by Walker is up there. That one is good. And William Penn has got the lead 1-0 over Hastings. William Penn, the seventh-ranked team in the nation that we're seeing here this afternoon. Hastings back in their offensive end. Bacon has got the ball, moves it down in the corner, driving the baseline as Wells. His pass across the lane here on the baseline is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Hastings trying to work the baseline. They have it knocked out of bounds. The Broncos will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman looks to get it in. He does. Bacon down here on the deep wing on the left side. Dribble penetration. Slides to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Nice move to the basket there by Bacon of Hastings, and the Broncos have the lead. 2-1 is the score. We're 30 seconds into the ball game here this afternoon. William Penn, number one in the nation as far as offensive production is concerned. They're averaging 102.2 points per ball game. 2-1 is the score right now. Hastings in the lead. Dribble penetration. This is Walker with the ball. Moves it over here on the right side to Fay. Works the baseline. Fay kicks it back out to James Devlin. Devlin goes over in the wing on the left side. Now a bounce pass to the far sideline. Down in the corner with the ball down there is going to be Kevin Fay. They work it back around to the right corner. Devlin throws up a three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Wells gets the rebound. Outlet pass inside now. They get it into Dylan Flynn. And his shot is up and in. Carson Bloom goes to Dylan Flynn. And he's fouling to play. So Hastings quick on the transition going back the other way. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Statesman of William Penn. And the personal foul is going to go on Rasul. That's going to be his first, and the first team foul called here on William Penn in the ball game. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Flynn, a 63% foul shooter, and his shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Hastings College with an early 4-1 lead here over William Penn in this ball game. Driving, shooting, and scoring back the other way is going to be Blake Walker. Walker takes it the distance and scores. It's now 4-3. Hastings comes back quickly. Here's Wells with the ball, has problems with the dribble. Down in the corner, moves it over to Flynn. Now down in the corner, that's Brady Lohman. Lohman drives the baseline toward the hole. There's a jump pass inside. They get it to Wells, and he lays it in. Nice pass by Lohman. Brent Wells lays it in. Lohman gets the assist. It's a 6-3 ball game. Now we got a foul back the other way. It's going to go on Bloom of Hastings. Carson Bloom picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. 18 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half from Orange City this afternoon. Hastings with an early 6-3 lead over William Penn. James Devlin will inbound the ball here for a Statesman. Long pass comes inside the lane. Kevin Fay grabs it. He goes up against Flynn and scores. Kevin Fay scores off of the window. It's now a 6-5 ball game. The Broncos have the lead. Back the other way comes Bacon. Nice pass to Flynn. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn gets the easy field goal just to the right of the basket. It's now an 8-5 ball game. Hastings the lead. Here's a three-pointer back the other way. It's up and in. Kevin Fay hits a three ball just like that. We're tied up now at 8 points apiece. Back the other way comes Hastings. The driving layup is going to be no good by Brady Wool. Maybe he's fouling the play. Again, William Penn is a team that loves the three-point shot. In fact, they have shot 453 three-pointers so far this season. That compares with 248 for Hastings College. They like to shoot the three, number one in the nation, too, in three-point shooting. Going to the free throw line is going to be Brady Lohman. Lohman is an 88% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Lohman, number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage this week at 88%. That's his first point of the ball game. Broncos have the lead now by a score of 9-8. Just underway here in Orange City in the Red Raider Classic this afternoon. Next shot by Lohman is up there and in. Hastings with a two-point advantage. Here comes James Devlin down with the ball for the Statesman as he walks the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Runs a set play, dribbles to the right wing, stops over here, and then hands the ball away. Here's a Stefnik with the ball to Devlin. Moves it over the wing to the left side. A three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Walker. Rebound comes down to a Stefnik. Stefanie goes down in the corner again to Devlin, drives the baseline, puts it up off of the window. His shot no good, and rebound to Wells. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. With it for Hastings is Bacon. Bacon drives it. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Second turnover on Hastings College. Back the other way is Rasul. His shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. Rasul bringing the ball back the other way for the Statesman of William Penn. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings, and Rasul will go to the free throw line. Rasul going to the free throw line here for William Penn. The personal foul is whistled on Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Rasul is a 60% foul shooter in the season. He averages 10.8 points per ball game. 10-8 to score. Hastings College with an early two-point lead. Here's a shot from the free throw line. That's going to be up there. No good. Rasul will have one more here. He's one of four guys that averages in double figures for William Penn on the season. Averaging 10.8 coming into the ball game this afternoon. Second shot is up there and in. 10-9, the Broncos have the lead. 17-13 to play here in the first half. Here's Bacon with the ball for Hastings College. Man-to-man defense for William Penn. Far sideline, Brady Lohman behind the screen from Flynn. Lohman stops out here in three-point territory, sends it to the far sideline to Bacon. Bounce pass to Wells. Comes out here to Lohman in three-point territory on the left side. Lohman, double team, bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. His shot no good, tip try by Wells, no good. And the rebound comes down to Keith Stefik. Stefik now for William Penn. Gets the ball up the floor to Devlin. Dishes off for the last second, a shot up and in by Rasul. Armand Rasul scoring there for William Penn. And now the Statesmen go out on top with a score of 11-10. We've got contact made back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. 11-10 to score with 16:36 to play in the first half. Personal foul is going to be whistled on James Devlin. That's going to be his first foul. Second team foul. All on William Penn here in the first half of play. Coming into the ball game now, Jake Hamburger for Hastings College. Also checking in will be Zach Lita. And also Alex Thayer coming in now for head coach Lance Creech. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side. Lohman off of the baseline. 15-footer, yes. Brady Lohman scores. Lohman now at 4 points in the ball game, and the Broncos reclaim the lead, 12-11 to score now. Walker's got the ball. Here's a bounce pass. They get it to Stefik, and the shot's up and in. Dribble penetration. Stefik lays it in off of the glass. He's got 2 points. William Penn back out on top. Here's Thayer driving to the basket. His shot is up and in. Alex Thayer finds a seam in the William Penn defense and scores. The Broncos reclaim the lead now, 14-13. Stefik has got the ball. He backs up now against Flynn. 1 foot in the lane, 1 foot out. Turnaround jumper is up there, no good. High in the air for the rebound is Beasley. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Beasley just chucked in there. He goes up and scores. It's now a 15-14 ball game. Here's Hamburger back the other way, and his shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger scores, and now William Penn wants to call a timeout. Hastings getting a lot of easy shots, a lot of driving layups to the basket here in the first 4.5 minutes of this ball game. We'll take a break. We've got a timeout here in the first half, 15-50. remaining here in the first half. It's Hastings College 16, William Penn 15.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings with an early 16-15 lead over William Penn, a team coming in here from Oskaloosa, Iowa this afternoon, seventh ranked in the country. There's a driving layup. It's going to be no good because Brandon Beasley is going to be whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on William Penn in the ball game. Beasley trying to force his way between a couple of Bronco defenders as whistled for the traveling violation. So it's been a seesaw battle throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings now with a chance to pull ahead here. There's a driving layup. A shot left-handed put up there by Flynn is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rasul. He runs her back the other way for the Statesman. Here's a bounce pass down to Stefik, and the shot is up and in. Rasul gets the assist. Stefik gets the field goal. Stefik now with 4 points in the ball game. William Penn with a one-point lead. 17-16 over Hastings. Lohman loses control of the dribble. Scramble is on. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off the fingertips of Blake Walker for William Penn. Hastings College will play things in. Here comes Jake Marvin into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Flynn. So Jake Marvin comes into the ball game for the Broncos. Marvin is 6'8" and senior out of Lincoln. Bounce pass will come to Marvin. He drives the ball into the basket. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. So Marvin comes off of the bench, makes a spinning move in the left side of the lane, gets to the basket. He is fouled in the play. And now Jake will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is whistled on Keith Stefik of William Penn. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number four on William Penn here in the first half of play. Marvin to the free throw line is 68% foul shooter for the Broncos. 17-16, William Penn with a lead. The shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Hastings is a team hitting 73% of their foul shots so far this year. That is number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here comes the second shot by Marvin. It's up there. Good. Marvin hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos reclaim the lead again. Nobody can get a run here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. 18-17. Broncos have the lead. Lamonte Jenkins into the ball game now for William Penn. Comes out to Walker. Now onto Taylor Stotner, who's into the ball game. A deep three-pointer from the left side by Stotner is no good. Rebound inside by Jenkins. Follow shot is up there. Good. Gets down the hole. Lamonte Jenkins scoring there for William Penn. 19-18, the Statesmen have the lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Lena from the elbow. Shot is up and in. Zach Lena came back in there after a quick breather, and Zach Lena cans one from the elbow. 20-19 to score. The Broncos reclaim a one-point lead. Here's a Stefik with the ball. Gets around Lena, drives into the basket. His shot no good, but a foul is going to be called. Stefik got right around Zach Lena, took it right to the basket, and then he's fouled into play. So Stefik will go to the free throw line here as he was fouled into play. That's Marvin picking up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number four in the Broncos. Keith Stefik to the free throw line, a 72% foul shooter for the Statesmen, and his shot is up there and in. William Penn, a team, averages 102.2 points per ball game. They give up 71.9 on the defensive end. Here's the next shot that's up there, no good by Stefik. And now we're tied up at 20-20 here this afternoon with 14-14 to play here in the first half from Orange City. Thayer's pass is deflected out of bounds. That's going to be lost out of bounds. Woman was the last to touch it down in the baseline. So the Broncos turn it away for the third time here this afternoon. And William Penn will walk the ball up the floor. Blake Walker has got it. Hastings College in the man-to-man defense. We're tied up at 20 points apiece. Blake Walker on the wing looking for some penetration. Throws it to the elbow to Jenkins, and now we got a traveling violation. Lamonte Jenkins is whistled for the extra steps. Second turnover on William Penn here in the first half of play. Now Lena's going to check out. Coming into the ball game now. Lena's going to stay in the ball game. It's going to be Lohman checking out. Coming back in for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. 13:54 left here in the first half. We're tied up at 20 points apiece in the Red Raider Classic. There's a pass down to the baseline. A shot by Hamburger from point-blank range won't go. And the rebound comes down to Stefik. Allen pass down the near sideline. Where the ball is going to be Beasley. He drives into the basket. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Allen pass comes to Dane Bacon down the near sideline. Bacon pulls up at the three-point arc. Can't go up for the shot, though. Here's his Lena with the ball now. Gets away from Zach. He picks it up near the mid-court stripe. Now he's trapped out there. Alex there on the deep wing on the right side. Down to 19 in the shot clock. We're tied up at 20 points apiece. Here in the first half, the Broncos working the ball in their offensive zone. Dane Bacon on the far sideline. Pass goes inside to Lena. Traveling violation. Lena goes up with a shot. It goes down through the hole, but he's whistled for the traveling violation as he works there against Taylor Stotner of William Penn. Fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the first half. Now Lamonte Jenkins will inbound the ball here for William Penn as he plays it into Blake Walker. Hastings will pick up Walker just as he crosses the midcourt stripe here. Hastings will stay with the man-to-man. Jenkins with the ball. Back out on top now to Ross Howell is in the ball game. On the wing on the left side to Walker. Drives it down on the baseline and the dribble goes up with a shot. It's up and in. He banks one in. Walker now with 5 points in the ball game. William Penn now with a two-point lead, 22-20. Hastings back with the ball. Zach Lena in the lane. He's going to be called for steps again. So two consecutive possessions. The Broncos whistled for the traveling violation. Five turnovers now in Hastings. And now William Penn with a chance to extend their two-point lead. 22-20 is the score. 12 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first half for Morgan City this afternoon. Bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Blake Walker. Picked up by Alex Thayer defensively for the Broncos. Here's Beasley with the ball. Picked up there by Dane Bacon. Beasley uses the screen, moves it down the right side of the lane. Here's a pass to the left baseline. That's going to be Walker, brings it up high. Now returns it back down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there and in. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Ross Howell hitting a three-ball from deep in the left corner, and now William Penn has extended their lead to 4 points here. They're going to just give him a two-pointer there. His foot was on the line, so Ross Howell hits the two-pointer. We've got a break with 12:26 to play. Here in the first half, William Penn with a lead. The Statesman 24, the Broncos 20.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Hastings trailing here in the first half, 24-20. Hamburger, 200 pass, cross court, comes to the near side. Bacon for three. His shot is around the rim, but down. Gets the high jump off of the rim there. And Dane Bacon gets the three-pointer to go down. So Hastings College back to with a 1 point now, 24-23 the score. Here's Beasley with the ball. Drives it down the right side of the lane. It's going to be chipped away. The scramble is on. Comes out into the backcourt now. It's picked up by Wells. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be William Penn ball. So Brandon Beasley trying to drive it down the right side of the lane. The ball poked away by the Bronco defense. Goes into the backcourt. Wells couldn't pick it up there, so now William Penn will play things in. We'll have 20 seconds left in the shot clock. 11:55 to play here in the first half in the Red Raider Classic this afternoon. As the Broncos get back on track here after their win on December the 19th over Nebraska Kearney, then taking a little break here. There's a shot in the lane. It's up and in by Blake Walker. Blake Walker now with 7 points in the ballgame for William Penn. 26-23 the score. Broncos down by three. Bacon bounce pass right side of the lane to Wells to the free throw line. Marvin, his shot is up there too strong. Rebound ripped out of there by William Penn. Here come the Statesmen running back the other way. Back up the floor, that's a Rasul. He's having problems with the dribble, and he's calling for the traveling violation. So Armand Rasul having problems with the dribble there. Finally whistled for the traveling violation as he tried to lead a break back the other direction. That's three turnovers now in William Penn. Here comes Lohman back into the ball game for Hastings. Hamburger will go to the bench. 11:24 to play in the first half, 26-23. William Penn with a three-point lead. Hastings with the ball now. Carson Bloom back into the ball game. He's got it. High post. Jake Marvin moves it down on the baseline, driving his Bacon. They get it to Bloom. Back outside to Lohman. Dribble penetration. Gets it down to Marvin at the elbow. A shot up and in. Jake Marvin hits one from the left elbow. Marvin now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within one. 26-25 the score. Walker has got the ball. Walker now to Stotner. Now outside the ring, that's Lamonte Jenkins. Now to Blake Walker, who's back into the ball game. Back outside, a three-pointer by Beasley, no good. Long rebound comes out to Bacon. Bacon gets the ball to Woolman, back the other way. Bounce pass, left side, Carson Bloom hesitates, drives inside, kicks it back out. Bacon for three, shot for no good. Rebound comes down to Kevin Fay. Whether that was Rasul with the ball, drives it back the other way. Here's a pass deflected. Intercepted there by Bloom. He drives at the distance. His shot is up there and in. William Penn turns the ball over. Carson Bloom turns it into points at the other end. And the Broncos reclaim the lead now, 27-26. 10-19 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading by 1 point. Here's a William Penn. Beasley drives it to the basket. His shot is up and in. Brandon Beasley drives it down the right side of the lane and scores. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Beasley. Now a 28-27 battle in this seesaw first half of play. Beasley gets a steal now. Beasley sends it to the far sideline to Stotner. Shot for three. Good. Taylor Stotner scores a three-pointer from the far sideline right in front of the Bronco bench. That was from downtown. 31-27 the score now. William Penn with a four-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Carson Bloom on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes to Marvin. Right side of the lane. Marvin drives it into the lane. His shot is up there. No good, but draws a personal foul here. And Jake Marvin will go to the free throw line for the second time here today. Personal is going to be called on Ross Howell. That's going to be his first team foul, number five on the Statesman. Going to the free throw line will be Marvin. He's got 4 points so far today, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 31-27, William Penn has got the lead over Hastings this afternoon. Shot from the free throw line by Marvin is up and in. Jake will have one more. Here comes Stefik back into the ball game now for William Penn. Also coming in will be Davis Spielbauer. William Penn is going to play a bunch of people today. In fact, don't be surprised that we see 12 people in this ball game today. So Davis Spielberger is into the ball game for the first time now. He's a senior out of Wapello, Iowa. There's a second free throw up there. No good by Marvin, and the rebound comes down to William Penn, and now the Statesmen want to call a timeout. William Penn calls a timeout. 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the first half from Orange City this afternoon. We'll take a break. William Penn, 31. Hastings, 28.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So William Penn, seventh ranked in the country, 14-1 in the season. The only loss was their last ball game. They lost right before the Christmas break, losing to Bellevue 82-71 in Omaha. Hastings College coming in 12 wins and 3 losses. The Broncos won their last ball game before the Christmas break as we went on the road and beat the University of Nebraska Kearney. Won there 95-83. Broncos right into the upper tier of the conference in the Great Plains Athletic Conference when we get back to conference action after the first of the year. There comes Beasley down the near sideline. His play is back in, and now William Penn loses the ball out of bounds. Beasley bringing it down the near sideline, went down in the corner to Taylor Stotner. He lost control of it out of bounds. 5 turnovers now on William Penn. Hastings has turned the ball over 6 times. Broncos down by 3 early in this ball game, 31-28. Here's Dylan Flynn with the ball. Hands it back now to Carson Bloom. Comes across the top. Bacon has got it. Bacon moves it to the far sideline. The ball tapped away from Wells, and it's recovered here by William Penn. Turnover on Hastings. Beasley comes back the other way. Beasley out on top to Stotner for 3. Shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound stuffing underneath the basket. Moves it down on the baseline. There's a short jumper up and in. Armand Rasul scoring there. Little 12-footer off of the left baseline. Rasul has now got 5 points in the ball game. 33-28 now. Here's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted by Beasley. He drives it. He's going to be fouled in the way by Bloom. So this is the biggest lead of the ball game now for either team. It's 5 points in favor of William Penn with 8:51 remaining here in the first half. Carson Bloom picks up the personal foul after the Broncos threw the pass right into the hands of Brandon Beasley. So Beasley, who goes to the free throw line now, a 69% foul shooter on the season. He did not get the start this afternoon, although he's their leading scorer, averaging 17.3 points per ball game. He gets his first free throw here. Brandon Beasley is hitting 69% of his foul shots so far this year. He's a 6'5" and senior out of Indianapolis. 34-28, biggest lead of the ball game now for William Penn. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Beasley hits a pair. Now 35-28 to score. Hastings College back with the basketball. Here's Woolman. His pass out on the wing to Wells. Wells comes across the top to Bacon for three. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped around and is picked up by William Penn. Statesman come back to the near sideline. That's Beasley. His pass out on top. Down to Steffick. He's calling for the steps. Steffick, the big guy, was sizing up the three-pointer, then decided to pull her down and drive into the basket, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. Six turnovers on William Penn here in this first half of play. We're down to 8:29 to play. Bronco basketball this afternoon, taking the holiday road trip here to Orange City, Iowa. We were here just a couple of weeks ago, and Hastings College played their regular season ball game against Northwestern, losing here 114-102. Here's Flynn in the lane. His left-handed shot is up there and in. Dylan Flynn scores in the paint there for the Broncos. Flynn has now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 5 points, 35-30 here in the first half. Brandon Beasley with the ball out here in 3 points territory, picked up by Lohman. Here's a Stotner. His long three-pointer is put up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. One of the littlest guys on the floor, Alex Fair, picks up the rebound there for the Broncos in the paint. Now to Dylan Flynn into the offensive zone to Bacon. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Ball tipped out now. Woolman for three. His shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Taylor Stotner for William Penn. Now to Beasley. Down the far sideline is Stotner. Cross-court pass to Rasul. His shot for three is up there, no good. Long rebound tipped out. Rasul grabs it. Keeps the ball alive here for the Statesman. There's a bounce pass to Steffick right at the free throw line, picked up by Wells. Steffick trying to move the ball down the lane. He can't do it. Flips it back out to Beasley. His shot from 17 is short. Does not draw iron. And a rebound comes down to Wells. Outlet pass to the far sideline. They get it down to Thayer. To Bacon. Down in the corner to Woolman. Fakes the three. Drives the baseline. Collision. And a foul is going to be called. Woolman goes up for the shot. He would not go. But a foul on the floor here is going to be called on William Penn. So Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The foul is going to go on Steffick. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number six on William Penn. So now Hastings College will play things in. Ross Howell comes back into the ball game now for William Penn. Steffick will come to the bench. 7:15 to play here in the first half. 35-30. William Penn has got the lead over Hastings College this afternoon. Lohman will inbound the ball. Brady gets it in to Bacon out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the lane. Ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Beasley trying to poke the wall away from behind. Instead, gets the personal foul for his efforts. Beasley now with one personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Statesman here in the first half of play. So Hastings College is in the bonus situation now with 7 minutes and 12 seconds to play first half. 35-30 is the score. Hastings down by 5 points. There's Bacon at the free throw line, a 74% foul shooter. This will be a 1-1. His shot is up there, good. Bacon will have one more. They now averaging 14.8 points per ball game for Hastings College, a 6'2" and senior out of Kearney. So Bacon will have one more as he toes the mark here. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim, falls off the left side, no good. Rebound comes down to Lamonte Jenkins, who's back into the ball game. So Hastings is down by 4 points here. 35-31 with 7 minutes to go. Link Walker with the ball. Walker out here at the top of the key. Swings it right side. Here's Faye from three. His shot no good. It goes out of bounds. Did not draw iron. So Kevin Faye throws up the long three ball from the deep wing on the right side. Did not draw iron. Beasley comes out of the ball game now for William Penn. And I think Stotner is back in there. Yeah, Taylor Stotner comes back in there for the Statesman. So a quick breather there for Stotner. 35-31, Hastings down by four with the Broncos down the ball. Here's Dylan Flynn, right side of the lane. Dylan powers his way to the basket, puts it up there, left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn now with 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings is back within 2 points, 35-33. William Penn back with the ball in their offensive zone. Blake Walker has got it. Blake Walker at the top of the key, lobs it at the free throw line. There's a Lamonte Jenkins, moves to his left, fires up a 12-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Lohman. Brady Lohman drives the ball into the basket, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Brady Lohman drove the ball in the basket, hesitates, puts the man in the air, and he goes up for the shot. It goes right through the hole, and Lohman will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kevin Fade. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Statesman. So now we're tied up at 35 points apiece. Hastings has scored the last 7 points here in the ball game. So Lohman to the free throw line. He's 2 for 2 so far today. Hastings can reclaim the lead here with a successful free throw, and the shot is up there good. Hastings has come back to grab the lead, 36-35, over 7th-ranked William Penn this afternoon. There's Blake Walker with the ball. Blake Walker flips it out here to Kevin Fay. Down to Walker on the wing. Moves it down on the baseline on the left side to Ross Howell. He drives it. Tries to flip the ball back down in the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger, who's back into the ball game for Hastings. 7 turnovers on William Penn. Alex there outside to Hamburger for 3. Shot is going to be short. No good. Long rebound. Third grabs it at the free throw line. Ball poked away. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touch by Hastings. Last touch there by the Broncos. And now William Penn wants to burn another timeout. Hastings College has come back to grab the lead after falling behind 35-28. 5:44 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 36, William Penn 35.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Valentino's of Hastings is proud to present Bronco basketball for the 2012-2013 season. Valentino's, get it delivered. 5:44 to play here in the first half from Orange City this afternoon. Hastings College out on top of 7th-ranked William Penn. The score is 36-35. It's been a seesaw battle. We've been tied up numerous times throughout this first half of play. William Penn had a 33-28 lead over Hastings College. In fact, they led at 1.35-28 over the Broncos. But Hastings has come storming back, and now Hastings with a 36-35 advantage here over a team that's been averaging 102 points per ball game so far this season. This is a team from the Midwest Collegiate Conference coming in here out of Oskaloosa, Iowa, to play in this Red Raider Classic. And now Hastings applying some pressure in backcourt. The ball is going to be poked away. It's picked up by Alex Thera. Hastings, and his pass is intercepted. The Broncos give it right back. Running back the other way is going to be Jenkins. Dribble penetration. He's going to be cut off. He's just double-teamed over there on the left side of the lane. High arcing pass back out here to Walker. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Moves it down on the baseline. There's a pass out to Stottner. Down on the baseline to Jenkins. His little 12-footer is good. Lamonte Jenkins scoring there for William Penn. And now the Statesmen have a 37-36 advantage, and the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Trying to save it over there was Kevin Fay as he slides into the scorer's table down there. Watching the official scorer scatter to each side of him. Hastings will play things in. Broncos now trailing by the score of 37-36. There's Hamburger in the lane. His shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger takes it right to the basket. That's his second field goal of the ball game. 38-37. Hastings back out on top. William Penn with the ball. There's Jenkins on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, but he's called for the steps. Dylan Flynn came over to guard him, but he was late getting over there. Jenkins got the field goal to go down, but he's called for the traveling violation. William Penn now with 9 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings with 9. The Broncos lead 38-37 over William Penn this afternoon. And Hastings has the ball back in their offensive zone. There's a bounce pass on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger, all alone, he moves it from the right corner toward the basket. Thera got him the ball, and Hamburger scores. There's a long three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Stottner, and the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Hastings will play it in. Broncos having a lot of success down in the baseline, cutting to the basket here this afternoon. Hamburger has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Hastings now with a 3-point lead. It is 40-37. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first half, and the Broncos have the ball. A chance to add to the lead right here. Dylan Flynn on the high post hands the ball back to Thera. Thera out in 3-point territory, drives the ball down to the baseline, and now he is double-teamed. He's going to be tied up in the play. He's tied up there by Ross Howell of William Penn. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Statesmen, so Hastings College officially turning the ball over there for the 10th time. Broncos will now apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Blake Walker will bring up the ball up the far sideline against Thayer. Now he's double-teamed, lobs it down on the baseline. There's a pass by Faye, gets it inside to Jenkins. His shot no good, but he's hammered on the play. Kevin Faye gets it inside to Jenkins, and he is fouled into play here. And Jenkins will go to the free throw line for William Penn. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six in the Broncos, but in the act of shooting was Lamonte Jenkins. And he will go to the free throw line, a 72% foul shooter on the season here for William Penn. His first shot is up there and in. Jenkins was fouled in the act of shooting, so he'll have two shots here. Lamonte Jenkins, a 6'6" freshman out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. His team in Iowa, they got a, they're represented by a bunch of different states: Georgia, Florida, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Louisiana, just name a few. Second shot by Jenkins is up there, no good. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Thayer now driving the ball in the basket. He's going to be called for the palming violation. Palming violation on Alex Thayer, so that's 11 turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half. The Broncos average only 15 per ball game. So now William Penn with a chance to pull ahead again with a 3-point field goal. It's 40-38. Stottner's got it deep wing. Out to Walker, top of the key. Bounce pass goes to Stottner. Back out to Walker, top of the key. Drives it to the right wing. Bounce pass down in the corner to Stottner. It's out for three, no good. Rebound loose. Beasley grabs it. Beasley trying to drive the ball to the basket. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Follows and scores. Brandon Beasley scores there for William Penn. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and we are tied up at 40 points apiece now with 3:41 to play here in the first half. Hastings back with the ball. Alex Thayer moves it over here to a Brady Woolman. Deep wing on the left side. Woolman reverses the ball, gets it to Hamburger. Now to Thayer. Far sideline to Bacon. Bacon right in front of the William Penn bench. Bacon puts the ball on the floor, dribbles it, now gets it to Hamburger. He's shot from the free throw line up and in. Jake Hamburger, who had 21 points against Nebraska Kearney just before the break, has got 8 points in this ball game today. Hastings now with a 2-point lead. There's a traveling violation. Blake Walker trying to force his ball to the basket there for William Penn is called for the extra steps. 10 turnovers on the Statesmen. But now Hastings College with a 2-point lead will come back the other direction. 42-40 the score. William Penn is led by as many as 7 points here in the ball game. Hastings is led by four here in the first half. Broncos now with a 2-point lead at 42-40. Hastings with the ball. Here's Woolman. Spins away. Drives the ball into the lane. Is running one-hander. Is up there. Good. A collision and a foul is going to be called. And Woolman is going to be hit with a personal foul. The basket is going to count, though. We're going to give Brady Woolman the basket. And a foul is going to be called on Woolman as well after the shot. So Woolman now with 9 points in the ball game for Hastings College. And now that's going to be team foul number seven on Hastings. So that means we're going to walk to the other end of the floor as the foul was after the shot. So they award Woolman the field goal. And now going to the free throw line is going to be William Penn. 44-40 is the score. Hastings out on top by four, but we'll have some free throws now from the Statesmen. This is Spielbauer going to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. That one is good. Davis Spielberger getting the free throw to go down. They'll have one more. A good foul shooter at 83% coming in here. 44-41. Hastings with a 3-point lead here in the first half. Davis Spielman will have one more. The shot is up there. That one is good as it rattles home. 44-42. Broncos have a 2-point lead. Third down the near sideline, down to Lohman. Woolman, bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Marvin spins, puts it up there, left-handed, and scores. Jake Marvin now with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 4 points now. 46-42. Here's a Davis Spielbauer with the ball. Spielbauer comes over here to a Stottner, deep wing. Moves it down in the corner to Jenkins. Dribble penetration, throws it back down in the corner to Spielbauer. Shot no good. Bound for the rebound. Recovered here by Beasley. His shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be William Penn ball. William Penn will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. William Penn, number one in the nation in rebounding as well. Averaging 50 rebounds per ball game. And now they throw the ball away. They went down in the corner to Beasley, who tries to get it back to Walker, and he wasn't looking for the ball. Walker inbounded the ball. He wasn't looking for the return pass. William Penn turns it away. Hastings has got the ball back here. 46-42, the Broncos leading by 4 points. 2:17 to play. Marvin on the high post, back down in the corner, left side, a long three put up there by Bacon is going to be short. Rebound comes down to William Penn. That's Beasley with the ball. Beasley, now to Walker. He puts it up there. Shot no good. Tough try, no good. Battle for the rebound. Hamburger has got it. The ball knocked loose. Hamburger reclaims it. Hamburger gets it in the hands now of third. Of Bacon gets it ahead to Woolman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Beasley. Beasley bounce pass ahead to Walker. Walker leads a three-on-three break. Gets it out to Beasley again in three-point territory. Beasley, 200 pass inside. It's going to be deflected by Marvin. It's picked up there by Thayer. Thayer runs her back two-on-two to Bacon. He drives into the basket. His shot good, and he's fouled. Dave Bacon gets the field goal as Hastings leads the two-on-two break back the other direction following the William Penn turnover. So Dane Bacon now with 8 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Broncos now with a six-point lead at 48-42. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Beasley. That's going to be his second. Team foul number nine at William Penn in the first half. So Dane Bacon will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. So Bacon goes to the free throw line, a 74% foul shooter on the season. He is one out of two so far today. Dane Bacon will toe the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls down through the hole. Hastings College now with a seven-point lead over the seventh-ranked team in the nation, William Penn, 49-42 with a 1:33 left in the first half from Orange City. There's a Stotner with the ball. Stotner comes across the top to Walker. Walker dribbles it to the right side of the lane. Gets it back out here to Stotner. Entry pass to get it inside to Ross Howell. Tries to put a man in the air. That's Wells. Now he knocks the ball loose. The scramble is on. A jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Broncos forced the turnover there as Wells got in there and knocked the ball loose from Ross Howell. So Hastings will play things in. Broncos have a seven-point lead, 49-42, as Hastings comes back with the ball offensively. There's Wells on the far sideline. Wells hands it away to Woolman. Has problems with it. Now picks it up on the dribble. Woolman sends it back down in the corner. That's Wells. Entry pass to get it inside to Bacon, and he puts it in. Dane Bacon scores again. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings with their biggest lead of the contest now, 51-42 here in the first half. Here's Walker with the ball. Walker to Stotner. To Walker. Entry pass to get it inside to Rasul. He puts it down on the baseline. Having problems with it is Howell, and he loses it out of bounds. Ross Howell loses the ball out of bounds. That's turnover number 14 on William Penn here in the first half. They averaged 14 for the season. They've notched 14 turnovers against the Bronco defense here in the first half. Hastings leading 51-42. Wells is going to be calling for the palming violation. Made a little spinning move there right at the top of the three-point arc and drove the ball toward the basket, and he's whistled for the palming violation. That's 12 turnovers on Hastings College here in the ball game. 51-42, the Broncos have the lead. Under 30 seconds to play now, William Penn with the ball. That's a Spielberger, or rather Spielbauer with the ball. Down in the corner, that's a Ross Howell. He is double-teamed, the ball knocked loose again by Wells, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be William Penn inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 23 on the game clock, 19 on the shot clock. Here in the first half of play, Hastings leading 51-42. Two-handed pass comes out here in three-point territory to Rasul. Off to Stotner. Rasul moves it back to Walker. Bounce pass to the left side of the lane. Double team down there is a jump pass out on top to Stotner down in the corner. Stotner with the ball. Now to Spielbauer. Spielbauer throws up a three-pointer. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. That's Amon Rasul scoring there. The offensive board and the putback. A shot from half court by Thayer is going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College fell behind early in the ball game, but the Broncos have battled back, and Hastings will have a seven-point lead here at halftime over the seventh-ranked team in the nation at halftime here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 51, William Penn 44. You're listening to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings. where our customers send their friends.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We are at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. The opening round of the Red Raider Classic this afternoon. Hastings College with a tough one here today as they're playing the 7th-ranked team in the nation, William Penn from Oskaloosa, Iowa. And Hastings College right now going toe-to-toe with the Statesmen. In fact, the Broncos have a 7-point lead here at halftime. The score is 51-44. Hastings got out of the gates early today, led 4-1 over William Penn before they came back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. Statesmen grabbed their first lead at 11-10 with 16:36 to play in the first half. And then we had a seesaw battle for the next several minutes. We were tied up at 20 points apiece. William Penn then went ahead by the score of 35-28 for their biggest lead in this first half. That came with 8 minutes and 48 seconds to go. But the Broncos come back and score 8 straight points to reclaim the lead at 36-35. Hastings and William Penn then were tied up at 40 points apiece with 3:41 to play. Hastings went on a 9-2 run to lead 49-42. Hastings led 51-42. And right now 51-44 with Hastings out on top here at the halftime break. Hastings being led so far by Dane Bacon. He has got 11 points here in the first half. Brady Lohman has got 9. Jake Marvin has got 7 points. Jake Hamburger has got 8 in the first half. Dylan Flynn has got 8 points. The other scorers for Hastings, Alex Thayer has got 2. Carson Bloom has got 2. Brent Wells has got 2. Zach Lena has got 2 points for Hastings College. The Broncos 8 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and officially 12 turnovers in the ballgame. William Penn is 8 out of 12 from the free throw line. They have turned the ball over 14 times. William Penn is being led by Brandon Beasley. He has got 8 points in the first half. Armand Rasul has got 7. Blake Walker has got 7 points. Lamonte Jenkins has got 5. Kevin Fay has got 5 points. Keith Stefnik has got 4 points. Taylor Stotner has got 3. And 2 points apiece for David Spielbauer and also Ross Howell. Again, the Broncos have the lead here at halftime over William Penn. The score is 51-44. Coming up next, we've got the KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week at Hastings College, and then Tyson Ervonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete.
Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buyright Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buyright Truck Sales.
Our KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College men's basketball player Jake Marvin. Marvin is a senior from Lincoln with a 4.0 grade point average, majoring in business administration and sports management with a minor in economics. Marvin has been a three-year starter for the Broncos. He was named to the 2011-2012 All-GPAC second team. This year, he's averaging 8.3 points and 4.2 rebounds per game while shooting 49% from the field. Marvin was named an NAIA Scholar Athlete last season. He's involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. In his spare time, Jake Marvin enjoys movies, frisbee golf, and ping pong. Once again, the KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Jake Marvin of Lincoln. The Scholar Athlete this week is brought to you by Buyright Truck Sales, supporting Hastings College athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler home generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler home generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the KHS Radio Sports Studios. It is time for the Hastings College Spotlight. Tyson Havronik with you as we are at halftime here of the Hastings College basketball game. Robin Kuzer is our guest. He is with the Hastings College Music Department, the head of the Hastings College Music Department. Robin, it's always nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Tyson. It's good to be here. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Yep. And Dr. Kuzer, let's talk a little bit about some exciting news that you had recently over there at the Hastings College Music Department. You are going to be getting set for the annual Hastings College Honor Band, Honor Orchestra, and Honor Choir concert. And before we get started to talking a little bit about this, just want to give us some background information on what this concert is all about.
Well, you know, 51 years ago, the Hastings College Music Department established the Hastings College Honor Band, and several years after that, the Honor Choir was established, and then even after that, the Honor Orchestra was added to the program. And what this is an event at Hastings College where we audition Nebraska musicians from high schools in the state of Nebraska, and students are selected to come to campus for a two-day experience working with guest clinicians and then culminating with a public concert. So it really does bring a lot of potential students to our campus and really the cream of the crop from the state of Nebraska as far as the musical talent within our state.
And given that this is such a potential recruiting tool, if you will, for the Hastings College Music Department, talk about what is going to be going on for you guys in the upcoming weeks here as you look forward to this weekend, which is going on in February. Talk about preparations, rolling out the red carpet for these guys.
Well, you've said it exactly right. We try to roll out the carpet for these students. We really want them to experience what Hastings College is all about and the Hastings College Music Department and the community of Hastings, for that matter. So as soon as we return from our Christmas break here at Hastings College, we'll get busy trying to secure homes. These students are housed in private homes around our community. Members of our community actually become some of the best salespeople we can have for Hastings College. They promote our institution and make these students feel very, very much at home in the city of Hastings. We hope that impacts them enough to consider Hastings as their college choice. In addition to getting those homes ready, of course, we'll be getting all of the actual event things ready, getting the band equipment organized, getting the choir music available for those students, cleaning up the venues, making sure everything is ready so that their experience here on campus is absolutely the best thing possible.
And this is one of the things that, as a former music student myself, as a member of Symphonia, the college students that are involved in the music department, they get involved in helping out with this as well.
Right. There's a lot of logistical items that our students here at Hastings College help us with. Moving of equipment, just as hosts, they do a great job of working with these guests that are on campus also. So we really depend on our three student organizations a great deal to make the event a success.
Now, the concert is coming up on Saturday, February 9th at 3 p.m. at the Kiewit Gym, but there's a couple days beforehand. Talk about the couple days for the student perspective in the preparation for the concert.
Right. The Hastings doors open for these students on Thursday. Registration begins at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and continues until about 8 o'clock. Again, I mentioned students come from all over the state, so they'll be traveling in. We get them assigned to their housing, and they have their first rehearsal on Thursday night. Then the day on Friday is filled with rehearsals and different opportunities for the students to engage with the other musicians on campus, with our college students. We even allow some time for our admissions office to talk with these students and perhaps even give campus tours, or students can possibly sit in on some college classes while they're here if they've indicated they wanted to do that. Additionally, we host auditions for students for music scholarships here at Hastings during that time. So it's a very busy day on Friday. Saturday we have a dress rehearsal, and Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock we open the doors, or actually we've opened prior to the concert, but the public concert is at 3 o'clock in Kiewit Gymnasium on Saturday the 9th.
Once again, it is the Hastings College Honor Band, Honor Orchestra, and Honor Choir concert coming up on February 9th over there at Hastings College. The music department busy getting prepared for that, getting ready to roll out the red carpets for these potential students to come to Hastings College. And with that, Dr. Kuser, as we wrap up this interview, talk a little bit about that, the music department, the sales pitch, if you will, for some of these high school seniors that are going to be coming. Understand that Hastings College does have a longstanding spirit of excellence with their music department.
Well, thank you. Yes, we take a great deal of pride in the rich tradition here at Hastings College in the music department. And quite honestly, we were the first college in the state of Nebraska to host an honor festival of this nature. And it has always been a very strong event for us as far as the world of recruitment. But it also is a very educational experience for these students, and that's paramount to really anything else we hope to achieve, is that they have a good time, but they learn something, and they have an opportunity to work with musicians like themselves, and I've used the term cream of the crop, and that really is the best term to describe these students. They're just the best musicians in the high schools in the state of Nebraska, so we're honored to host them here at Hastings.
Dr. Kuser with the Hastings College Music Department joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Dr. Kuser, as always, thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to talking with you again this season.
Thank you, Tyson. We appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
Our play is back in here in the second half. Hastings College with a 51-44 lead. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Beasley. Ball is tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos in the first half hit 21 out of 33 from the field, 63.6%. Just 1 out of 8 on three-pointers, though, for 12.5%. William Penn hit 44.7% from the field and 14% from three-point territory. They were 2 out of 14 from beyond the arc. Hastings with a 51-44 lead. Broncos down the ball. And it's going to be tipped. It's going to go over the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Broncos turn it away for the 13th time. Beasley comes back the other way. Dribble penetration. Lays it down in the baseline. A shot up there by Stoutmeyer is going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Hastings. Stoutmeyer misses that one from point-blank range. And a rebound comes down to the Broncos as they run her back the other way. Hastings with a 7-point lead just underway here in the second half. Here's the ball. It's going to be kicked. Woman trying to send the pass inside. It was kicked out of bounds there by Beasley. Broncos will play things in here on the near sideline. Woman will get it in to Flynn. He gets the ball. He drives it toward the basket. He's going to be fouled in the play. Flynn came out to meet the ball right at the top of the key. Turned around. Nobody was in the lane. He drove to the basket, and he's immediately fouled in the play there. Sliding over there and committing the personal foul. Armand Rasul for William Penn. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on William Penn here in the second half of play. So going to the free throw line will be Flynn of Hastings. He's got 8 points and four field goals so far today. 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings in the first half at 8 out of 11 from the free throw line. William Penn, 8 out of 12. William Penn had 14 turnovers in the first half. Hastings had 13. Broncos have added one here in the second half of play. Here comes the second shot by Flynn. It's up there and in. And the Broncos now have an 8-point lead, 52-44. 1 minute into the second half now. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be good, and he's going to be fouled into play. That was Beasley, an off-balance shot in the lane there. Gets the field goal to go down. Brandon Beasley now goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. The foul is going to go on Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his first. And the first team fouling the Broncos. It's now 52-46. And here's a shot from the free throw line. It is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Broncos. Carson Bloom gets the rebound. Carson will bring things up now. The freshman out of Minden. There's a pass to Lohman. Nice pass down low. The Flynn shot is up and in. Lohman gets another assist. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. Flynn now with 11 points in the ballgame. 54-46. And now the Broncos are going to flash a little zone here. That's William Penn. Again, the Statesman had problems from three-point range in the first half. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Steffick with the ball. Steffick cut out by Lohman. Turnaround jumper is up there. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. And William Penn, they hit only 2 out of 14 three-pointers in the first half of play. William Penn, a 41% shooting ball club for the season. From three-point territory. So Hastings with the ball, 54-46. And Hastings will come back the other direction. Here's Carson Bloom. Carson brings it into the offensive zone over here to Bacon. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles out here into three-point territory to Flynn. Down in the corner to Woman. Woman sends it back out on top. A three-pointer put up there and down the hole it goes. Carson Bloom nails a three-pointer from the top of the key. Hastings has an 11-point lead now. 57-46 with 18 minutes to play. Here in the ball game, the biggest lead of the contest now for the Broncos. Beasley with the ball right at the top of the key. Two-handed pass comes over here on the wing. That is Walker with it now. Walker bounce pass out on top to a Devlin. Bounce pass to the far sideline. Beasley for three. Shot is up there. Rims out. No good. Rebound comes down to Bloom. Carson Bloom gets the ball ahead. Long pass is going to be over the head of Wells out of bounds. Hastings had the break coming back the other direction, but they threw it too far. Turnover number 15 on the Broncos. Hastings out on top of the seventh-ranked team in the nation this afternoon. William Penn, the score 57-46. 17 and a half to play here from Orange City. Broncos stay with their zone defense. Devlin lobs the ball on the high post. Beasley driving the ball toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Wells to the board. Now the pass goes to Bloom. He drives it toward the basket. A shot up there is going to be partially deflected. The ball is loose and is picked up here by William Penn. Rasul back the other way to Walker. Dishes off. Driving layup is up and in. They get the ball to Amon Rasul on a return basket. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, and now Hastings turns the ball away. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. 17:09 to play here in the ball game. We've got a timeout. Hastings to the lead. It's the Broncos 57, William Penn 48.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. Had a high school score in for you from the Aurora Holiday Tournament today. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls beat Norfolk Catholic 37-36. So St. Cecilia will play Aurora tomorrow on day number two of that tournament. St. Cecilia girls over Norfolk Catholic 37-36 this afternoon. Broncos have the lead here by 9 points. Here's a three-pointer put up from the top of the key right down the hole. Taylor Stotner hits his second three ball in the ball game. He's got 6 points. And William Penn back within six, 57-51. 16:45 to play here in the ball game. Carson Bloom, bounce pass right side of the lane. Dylan Flynn. His shot is up there and around the hole. It goes down through there. Dylan Flynn scores. He gets Keith Steffick off of his feet, and he scores. If there's a shot, it's going to be no good, but a tap try is good. Sinking through there and getting the tap try is going to be a Rasul. It's now a 59-53 ball game from the free throw line. Woolman puts it up there. His shot won't go. Rasul grabs the rebound down the far sideline. Here come the Statesmen back the other way, driving, shooting, and missing his Walker, but he's fouled in a play. An offensive foul called on Blank Walker. An offensive foul is called on Walker. That's going to be his first. Well, each team getting up and down the floor a little bit. The pace is quickening here in the second half. 16-14. They go in the ball game. Hastings out on top of William Penn, 59-53. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Zach Lena. And going out for the Broncos is going to be Brent Wells. And William Penn from the Midwest Collegiate Conference, averaging 102 points per ballgame. They've got just 53 on the board. 4 minutes into the second half here this afternoon. Zach Lena with the top of the key, drives the ball toward the goal, stops left side of the lane. Comes out to Brady Lohman, out in three-point territory, now to Bacon. Bacon dribble penetration, nice pass inside. That's Flynn. His shot from 10 won't go. Ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips here of Amon Rasul. Arguing with the call there is James Devlin, but I don't think he's going to get his whoosh here. They're going to give the ball to the Broncos, and Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Broncos have a six-point lead. Woolman looking to inbound. Comes out on the left wing to Flynn. Out in three-point territory. Flynn comes out to Bacon. His shot for three is up there. That one is no good. Tap try is up and in. Zach Lena, perfect position underneath the basket. Gets the offensive board and the putback. Leading down with 4 points in the ballgame. 61-53. Hastings the lead. Walker's got a deep wing on the left side. Comes out here to Steffick. On the wing, right side of Devlin. Entry pass, now they kick it back out. Here's a Devlin from the right wing. His shot for three is no good. Lena grabs the rebound. Lena gets it away now. That's going to be Thayer with the ball. Alex Thayer hustles it into the forecourt. Alex Thayer here on the near sideline. Down to Dylan Flynn. He drives the ball against Steffick. Spins, puts up a shot out of the window. It's shot good. Dylan Flynn scores. Dylan with 15 points in the ball game, and Hastings has a 10-point lead, 63-53. And now William Penn wants to call a timeout. John Henry, now in his 12th season, and William Penn wants to call a timeout. 15:04 to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break. Hastings 63, William Penn 53.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Valentino's of Hastings is proud to present Bronco basketball for the 2012-2013 season. Valentino's, get it delivered. 15:04 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings surprising 7th-ranked William Penn this afternoon, 63-53. Hastings will play here again tomorrow. They'll take on Graceland out of Iowa. That'll be a 4 o'clock start. We'll be here. Pre-game show will be at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings College with a lead. Broncos led at halftime 51-44. The Broncos have extended their lead down to 10 points, 63-53. Their biggest lead of the ballgame has been 11 at 57-46. Broncos playing tremendous defense so far in this ballgame. William Penn has turned the ball over 14 times in the ballgame. Shot only 14% from three-point territory in the first half of play. Steffing has got the ball. There's a pass down to Rasul, and his shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Amon Rasul gets the feed. He scores it off of the glass, and he'll go to the free-throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Rasul, who is averaging 10.5 points per ball game, has got 15 in the contest here today. Jake Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Armand Rasul to the free throw line. His shot is up there good. Now 2 of 3 from the stripe. And the Hastings lead is now 7 points at 63-56. Just by the 15-minute mark here in the second half. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Jake Hamburger, who's in the ball game now for the Broncos. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Finds the seam, drives into the basket, a collision. And a foul is going to be called as Hamburger is going to be hit with a charging foul. Jake Hamburger is going to be hit with a charging foul as he drives the ball in the basket. Jake is down now underneath the basket for Hastings College, and he is slow in getting up after crashing hard to the hardwood here underneath the basket. Picks up the charging foul. Hamburger is back up. He's going to try to walk it off. He's holding his right hip right now. He's going to have to come to the sideline, and checking back in there for the Broncos will be Dane Bacon. So Hamburger drove the ball into the basket, came down hard underneath the hole there. And he's going to have to come to the bench momentarily. 63-56 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's James Devlin with the ball. Finds the seam of the Bronco defense. Drives into the basket. His scoop shot is up there. No good. Zach Lehner grabs the rebound. Lehner out with pass. Goes to the far side. Line out of Lohman. Ready to Lohman. Back into the offensive zone. Comes to the right side. Lohman moves the ball down to the baseline. Now he's trapped down there. Lohman trying to get away. He does. Bounce pass out here to Marvin. Deep wing on the right side. Picked up by Steffick. Marvin dribbles once, hands it away now to Woolman. Takes the ball in the paint, throws it to the far sideline to Bacon for three. Shot no good, and the rebound to Rasul. He gets the ball to Steffick down the near sideline, now to Walker. Walker drives into the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Walker's got it. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Marvin. William Penn will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 13:56 to play in the ballgame. Hastings leading by 7, 63-56. William Penn will play things in. That's going to be Devlin down there. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Devlin with the ball high above his head. Throws it out here to Rasul. Rasul returns it back to the near sideline. That's going to be Stotner with the ball. Stotner down to Devlin. He drives the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Temp try, no good. Rebound. Follow shot by Stotner. It's going to be blocked by Marvin. And the ball is recovered here by Hastings. Alex Thayer with the ball for the Broncos down the near sideline. Out to Bacon. He drives the ball down the left side of the lane to the baseline. His bounce pass is going to be kicked. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. They will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. 27 left on the shot clock. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Brady Lohman plays things in at the elbow. Zach Lehner spins, trying to put a man in the air. Goes for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Rasul. Armand Rasul down the right sideline for William Penn. He stops 25 feet away from the basket and gets it out here now to Blake Walker, who will set things up. Hastings back to their zone defense. Walker splits it. Long pass down low to Rasul. He jams one home. Armand Rasul scoring there on the jam against the Bronco defense. He's got 18 points in the ball game. Bacon underneath the basket. He has problems with it, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Walker, running back the other way. Walker back outside, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short by Stotner. Now a foul is called on the rebound. They throw up the three-pointer from the right sideline. It would not go. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings. Personal foul is going to go on Lena. That's going to be his first. William Penn averages 33 pointers per game. In the first half, they were right on target. They had 14 against Hastings, converted only two of those. Broncos in an amazing 63% in the first half compared to 44% for William Penn. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Jake Hamburger has got it for Hastings College. The Woolman gets the ball ahead out of there. Back out to Woolman. Hastings on the offensive attack again. Bounce pass to Flynn on the baseline there. His shot no good and the rebound to Beasley. Brandon Beasley runs her back the other way for William Penn. The Statesman back in their offensive zone. Down in the corner, there's a long-range jumper by Stotner. That's going to be no good. Rebound, Blake Walker. He goes up. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Rebounding-wise in the first half, William Penn had 24. Hastings had 13. The Statesman did a good job on the boards in the first half. They out-rebounded Hastings on the offensive end, 11-2. William Penn will play things in. That's Steffig on the baseline as he works against Flynn. As it knocked loose, picks it back up. Throws it out to Beasley out in three-point territory. Cross-court pass to Stotner for three. Shot is up and in. He's their three-point ace, and he's knocked down three three-pointers in the ballgame. He's hitting 50% from three-point territory. 9 points in the ballgame today. And now William Penn is back to within 8 points. Actually, back to within 2 points at 63-61. They've scored the last eight in the ball game. Now here's a turnover on Hastings. Here's Stotner deep in the left corner. He takes another three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound to Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got it for the Broncos. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Woolman down in the corner. Hamburger for three. He buries it. Big bucket there by Jake after being banged up a little bit. A couple of minutes ago, Hamburger reinserted in the ball game. It's a big three-pointer from the left corner. And now we've got a timeout, William Penn. 11:49 to play in the ball game. Hastings with the lead as the Broncos 66, William Penn 61.
Take a break from all the hustle and bustle this holiday season and let Godfather's do the cooking for you. For only $21.99, you can feed your family with the Don's Holiday Feast. The Holiday Feast includes a medium The Don pizza, a medium single-topping pizza, and our new pumpkin pie streusel made with pumpkin pie filling and our harvest streusel made with old-fashioned oats and icing. Call us at 402-461-0386 for delivery, pickup, dine-in, or drive-through. All of us here at CPI Godfather's in Hastings would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 11:49 to play. You're in the ballgame. Hastings 66, William Penn 61. Broncos had a 57-46 lead with 18 minutes to play here in the second half. William Penn came within 2 points again at 63-61, but then Jake Hamburger buries a big three-pointer in the last possession to make it a 66-61 ball game. Hamburger now with 11 points in the ball game. Dylan Flynn for the Broncos here today. He has got 15. And now William Penn will inbound the ball here in backcourt. James Devlin will bring things up for the Statesman. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. They run the offense here. Devlin drives the ball to the basket against Wells. His shot is up there. It's no good, but Wells is going to be hit with a personal foul. Brent Wells picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings. This will be a shooting situation as James Devlin goes to the free throw line for William Penn. 72% foul shooter on the season. He's hit 32 out of 44 from the stripe this year. The shot is up there. It's going to be short. Barely draws iron. William Penn is a team 64% from the free throw line. They're sixth in their 17 conference in the Midwest Collegiate Conference in free throw shooting. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Devlin, so he hits one out of two. 66-62. Broncos hanging on to a four-point lead here this afternoon. Alex there with the ball. His pass to the far sideline deflected away from Flynn. It goes out of bounds. Last test there by Devlin of William Penn. Hastings will play things in just to the right of head coach Lance Creech. as Brady Woolman will trigger things in. They got 27 seconds left in the shot clock. 66-62. Broncos have the lead. Here's Flynn with the ball. Flynn on the wing, left side. Hands it back here to Alex Thayer, down in the baseline. Thayer, trap gets it now to Flynn. Hands it back to Thayer, thought about the three. Dribble penetration, his bounce pass is going to be deflected. Scrambles on, Flynn comes up with it. Flynn gets the ball to Woolman, and now we've got a foul call out here in three-point territory. As Woolman was driving the ball to the basket there for the Broncos. The foul here will go on Devlin of William Penn. That's going to be his second team foul, number three on the Statesman. Non-shooting situation, so the Broncos again will play things in off of the far side. Woolman gets it to Flynn. Free throw line extended. Hands it away now to Woolman, and another two to the whistle here. Another foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Statesman. This is going to go on Keith Steffick. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Steffick. Hastings this time will inbound underneath their own basket to get it in the lane. That's Flynn. Dribbles once. Goes up with a shot. It's off of the rim. No good. Misses the easy round. Rebound Steffick. Outlet pass is tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Rebounded there by Wells, and he lays it in. The outlet pass from Steffick was knocked down by Wells, and he picks it up and scores it. Steffick now for three at the other end. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to William Penn as they keep the ball alive. Devlin on the far sideline loses control of the dribble. It is picked up here by Hamburger. Hamburger hits the ball for Hastings to Alex Thayer. Out of Hamburger, back to Thayer. 10:42 to play. Hastings with a six-point lead, 68-62. Here's Dylan Flynn, right side of the lane. He works against Steffick. Flynn stops his bounce pass down. Lowe's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Beasley as he runs her back the other way. Nice pass to Walker. He drives, shoots, and scores. Walker scores. Beasley gets the assist. And Hastings turns the ball over for the 18th time. There's a backdoor cut. They got the Hamburger, and his shot is up and in. Hastings has had tremendous success with Jake Hamburger working that baseline. Hamburger now with 13 points in the ballgame. 70-64. The Broncos again leading by 6 points. We're halfway through the second half for Morgan City this afternoon. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Devlin. He gets it to Beasley. He's double-teamed. Into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He draws a personal foul. And let's see. It looks like an offensive foul. Beasley is going to be hit with a charge inside. I think that was Woolman who took the dive there. Beasley hits the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Broncos led at halftime by a score of 51-44. We're the Red Raider Classic in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings playing the seventh-ranked team in the nation, going toe-to-toe with the Statesmen here this afternoon. There's Brent Wells, free throw line extended right side. Wells brings it out on top. His bounce pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Devlin. He drives. He shoots and scores. Hastings turns the ball away. James Devlin takes it the other direction and scores. 19 turnovers on Hastings. Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger out to third. Dribble penetration. Nice pass down low. And shot is up and in. That's Brent Wells. Wells now with 6 points in the ball game. Alex Fair gets the assist. The Broncos lead by six. 72-66 with 9:16 to play in the ball game. Here's Blake Walker with the ball. Walker on the far sideline. Moves it down in the corner. There's a long-range three-pointer. It's put up there. No good by Devlin. And the rebound comes down to Wells. Long pass ahead. Hamburger has got it. Now to Flynn. His shot is up there. His shot's going to be blocked. Nice play defensively by William Penn. Back the other way comes Beasley. He drives the ball. His shot over Woolman is going to be no good. Ball is saved on the baseline. Then it goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, William Penn's basketball. Last touchdown there by Hamburger of Hastings. Here comes Bacon into the ball game. Lena is going to check in. Jake Marvin's going to check in. 8:52 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of William Penn this afternoon, 72-66. The Statesman will inbound the ball. Walker has got it. Walker plays things in. The ball is going to be snapped away from Beasley. It's recovered here by Thayer. Long pass ahead. They get it to Bacon. His driving layup is going to be blocked from behind. Rebound comes down to the Statesman. Back the other way is Walker. Contact made. And we have got a foul call at the other end. Hastings with a golden opportunity back here on the offensive end, but a great defensive play. And now William Penn is going to play things in on their end of the floor. 8:41 to play here in the second half, 72-66. Up and down ball game here this afternoon. Walker will play things in. We got a two to the whistle. We're going to have an offensive foul called here. An offensive foul is going to go on William Penn. Hastings will get it coming back the other direction. Now the scoreboard has went blank, so we'll see where the personal foul came up to here, but Hastings will have the ball coming back on their offensive end. Here's Carson Bloom with it. Carson Bloom out to Dane Bacon. He drives it into the lane, kicks it out to Lena from 15. His shot is up there. He buries it. Zach Lena now has 6 points in the ball game. Hastings again extends their lead to 8 points. They've led by as many as 11 here in the second half, leading now 74-66 as we approach the eight-minute mark. Here's Walker with the ball out to Stotner for three. His shot is up there off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Walker at the top of the key. He drives it, and we've got a foul called. Walker driving the ball toward the basket there after the offensive board. That's going to go on Hastings College. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Blake Walker. Having problems with the foul portion of the scoreboard here. As a Walker will go to the free throw line here for William Penn. He's got 9 points in the ball game. He puts it up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Last foul there went on Carson Bloom of Hastings. That's going to be his third. Broncos have an 8-point lead, 74-66. There's Bloom driving the ball in the basket, and the shot is up and in. Carson Bloom now with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 10 points. We got a foul back the other direction. 76-66. William Penn just taking off and driving the ball to the basket here. That's going to be Bloom again. That's going to be his fourth foul. So Carson Bloom now in some foul trouble. He's going to have to check out. Brandon Beasley will go to the free throw line for William Penn. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Bloom checks out. Here comes Alex Thayer back into the ball game. 7:53 to play. Hastings 76, William Penn 66. Brandon Beasley to the line. He's got 10 points. Shot is up there. The shot is off the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. He saves it. Nearly lost it out of bounds. But Lena gets it into the hands of Marvin. Marvin now to Alex Thayer. He nearly loses control of the ball. Now a traveling violation. There is some indecision on the right wing as he was working against Blake Walker. Hastings has turned the ball over 20 times now in the ball game. William Penn has got 14. But the Broncos have a 10-point lead, 76-66, after leading 51-44 at halftime. Here's Blake Walker with the ball on the wing on the right side. Lobs it to Beasley. Beasley spins against Marvin. Scoop shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket. Nice shot by Brandon Beasley. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. 76-68. Hastings in the lead. Broncos in the ball. Hamburger on the wing on the left side. Moves it down in the corner to Zach Lena. Lena circles around, takes it into the paint. Throws it down in the corner, right side to Bacon. His shot for three is no good. Tap try by Hamburger, no good. Ball is loose. It goes to the far sideline. William Penn tries to save it. They do it as it's off of Hamburger's legs, out of bounds. Over there was Armand Rasul as he knocks it off of the leg of Hamburger, chasing after the loose ball there. So it'll be William Penn playing things in. William Penn will bring the ball into the offensive zone. Hastings is back to a man-to-man defense. Brandon Beasley with the ball now for William Penn on the wing. Drives it. Nice pass down. A little mishandled there by Rasul, but he picks it back up. Rasul gets it out to Walker. Now right side again to Beasley. Beasley will bracket on out now. 14 seconds left in the shot clock. Brandon Beasley works a one-on-one against Bacon. Drives it in the lane. His shot is up there. No good, but he draws a personal foul. Draws contact again in the lane. The foul is called there on Hastings College. This is going to go on Bacon. Bacon picks up his second personal foul. So going to the free throw line is going to be Brandon Beasley for William Penn. He's got 12 points in the ball game. He's our leading scorer, averaging 17.3 on the season. He is number two in the Midwest Collegiate Conference in scoring this week. There's a shot. It is up there by Beasley. It's good. Beasley now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. He'll have one more shot. Here comes Woolman back into the ball game. Checking out is going to be Jake Marvin. So 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Hastings holding on to a 76-69 lead over 7th-ranked William Penn this afternoon. Brandon Beasley will have one more. Eyes the bucket, puts it up there. The shot good. 76-70. Hastings with the ball. Here's Jake Hamburger. Hamburger, 25 feet away from the basket. Bounce pass. Goes inside to Lena. He works, tries to put a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound, Lena. He lost it. It's picked up here by Woolman. Woolman has got it on the far sideline now. Out in three-point territory. Brady Woolman, bounce pass. It. Ball's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Walker. He falls down, but he gets the ball here to Beasley. He runs her back the other way. Beasley down in the corner to Spielbauer. And a shot inside by Armand Rasul is going to be up and in. Spielbauer had it. sends it into Rasul, and he scores it. 76-72, a four-point lead for Hastings College. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball for the Broncos. Out in three-point territory. Thayer bounce pass down on the baseline to Bacon. A block, but a foul is going to be called. Beasley goes up for a tough block there. A personal foul is going to be called as well. Davis Spielbauer picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Bacon, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Broncos holding on to a 4-point lead. First free throw by Bacon is up there and in. He'll get one more. Bacon is 74% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Lamonte Jenkins back into the ballgame now. So Jenkins comes in for William Penn. Bacon will have another free throw. His shot is up there. That one is good. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. So Hastings now with a 6-point lead at 78-72. 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play from the Boltman Center in Orange City this afternoon. Brandon Beasley with the ball now for William Penn. This is a team that has lost only one game this season. They started off the year by winning 14 in a row. They lost their last time out to Bellevue University down in Omaha. Here's Walker. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot for the window is going to be no good. Zach Lena grabs another rebound. Zach doing a great job on the boards this afternoon for Hastings. Lena gets the ball away. Now to Bacon. Bacon into the forecourt. Finds a seam. Drives into the basket. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to set up Woolman down there in the corner. He was wide open for a possible three. But the ball deflected out of bounds by the defense of William Penn. So Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. Woolman. He's got it. He gets it in to Zach Lena. Now to Woolman. Dribbles left to right across the top of the arc. Now throws up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to William Penn. Back the other way, Kevin Fay. Fay throws it out here to Walker. Walker down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Spielbauer. His shot from the corner is going to be no good. They have a foul call on the rebound. Alex Thayer and Beasley going at it underneath the basket there. And the foul is going to be called on Alex Thayer. Alex trying to hold on to Brandon Beasley. That's not an easy thing to do. Beasley, 6'5", a senior out of Indianapolis. There is just 5'11", a sophomore out of Superior. So going to the free throw line will be Brandon Beasley. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. That's the 10th team foul in Hastings, so this will be a two-shot foul. Beasley to the stripe, and his shot is up there and in. He's now 5 out of 8 from the free throw line here this afternoon. He'll have one more. 78-73. Here comes Dylan Flynn back in the ball game now as Zach Lena will come to the bench. Brandon Beasley will have one more shot here for William Penn. Hides the bucket, throws it up there, and the shot is good. Beasley, a good ball player. He's got 16 now in the ball game. 78-74. Hastings still with a four-point lead. Broncos have it back here in the offensive zone. Jake Hamburger gets it inside to Bacon. His shot no good, but Bacon is knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Davis Spielbauer. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. He has got 13 points in the ballgame. Bacon is 74% foul shooter for the season. So Dane Bacon, the senior out of Kearney, toes the mark. His shot is up there good. Hastings again is a team 73% from the free throw line. Number 2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here comes James Devlin back into the ball game now for William Penn, replacing Davis Spielbauer. 79-74. Next shot is up there. Good by Bacon. Hastings back out to a 6-point lead, 80-74. The Broncos have not trailed since midway through the first half. Hastings led at halftime 51-44. Here's Beasley. Gets away from Lohman. Drives it down the right side of the lane and banks one home. Brandon Beasley just kind of taking over the game now for William Penn. He's got 18 points in the ball game. Broncos need to continue to match basket for basket here. 80-76 to the score. Here's Jake Hamburger from 15. His shot good. Jake Hamburger, the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk, nails one from the left side. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. 82-76, 4:18 to play here in the ballgame from Orange City this afternoon. Devlin with the ball on the wing. He's going to drive it against Bacon. Stops on the baseline. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Out of the free throw line, that's Walker. Walker drives it down the lane. His shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Walker's got it. Goes back up. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger down to Thayer, down the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. there. Over to Woolman, back out to Alex in three-point territory. The Hamburger, far sideline. Bacon drives, shoots, and scores. Dane Bacon took it right to the hole, and he scores. He's got 17 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout, Hastings. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 84, William Penn 76.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Boltman Center in Orange City this afternoon. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Murray Lanning Healthcare. Round a team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. 84-76. Hastings College has got to lead. The Broncos have led by as many as 11 here in the second half. That was at 57-46. William Penn, they have not led in this ball game since they had to score tied at 40 points apiece at 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first half. William Penn's last lead was at 37-36. 84-76 is the score now. The Broncos have the lead with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the ball game. Dylan Flynn's having a good contest. 15 points for Hastings. Dane Bacon, he has got, 17 points to lead the Broncos. Jake Hamburger also in double figures. He's got 15. There's a Taylor Stotner, who's hit three three-pointers in the ball game now. Comes out to the top of the key to Walker over in the far sideline. And Devlin, his shot is up and in. James Devlin knocks down a three ball. He has now got 6 points in the ball game, 84-79. Hastings with a five-point lead there. His pass is deflected. It's going to be picked up here by Stotner. Stotner, long pass ahead. It's going to be intercepted right back by Thayer. So two teams trade turnovers. 15 now in William Penn. Hastings has got 21 here in the ball game. The Broncos have a five-point lead, 84-79. Hamburger goes over to Thayer. Far sideline to Bacon. Bounce pass inside to Flynn. Flynn with his back to the basket. Squares up, puts it up off of the window. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Beasley. Brandon Beasley runs her back the other way on a dribble. Beasley all the way. His passing can be deflected. Out of bounds. Trying to set up Taylor Stotner, who is open down in the corner. Another three-pointer as Stotner is hitting 50% of his trays so far this year. He's knocked down three here in this ballgame. The Saintsmen are trailing by 5 points here, 84-79, threatening to lose their second straight ballgame after winning their first 14 to begin the season. Here's James Devlin with the ball. Devlin out in three-point territory. Now to Stotner. Several feet behind the three-point arc. Stotner gets the ball over here to a Beasley. Double team. Beasley out on top now to Walker. Throws it over in the far sideline to Devlin. Another three-pointer is put up there and in. James Devlin knocks home another three-pointer from the far sideline. About the same spot as he hit his last one. And now the Statesmen are back to within 2 points. We've got a timeout. 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's Hastings 84 and William Penn 82.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Oh, I told you that William Penn can shoot the three ball. They weren't very successful in the first half of play as they hit 2 out of 14 from beyond the arc. They have warmed up in the last couple of possessions as James Devlin has knocked down two long-range three-pointers from right in front of the Statesman's bench. And just like that, we have ourselves a ball game, 84-82. The Broncos have a two-point lead after leading by 11 early in the first half. And now Hastings needs a basket. There's Alex Thayer back offensively to Dane Bacon. Bacon here on the near sideline. William Penn in a man-to-man defense. Bacon dribbling with the ball, now to Hamburger. Hamburger to Bacon. Back to Jake. Moves it on the left side to Alex Thayer. Back out to Hamburger. Swings it right side, now to Bacon. Bacon to Woolman. Down to 12 seconds of the shot clock. Woolman right here at the top of the three-point arc. Woolman bounce pass down on the baseline. Thayer, his little 10-footer is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to William Penn. That is Stotner with a rebound. Gets it in the hands now of Beasley. And now the Broncos have a two-point lead. And William Penn has got the basketball with 2 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Here's Blake Walker. Walker has got it here on the left side. Dribble penetration. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Blake Walker scores, and we're tied up now at 84 points apiece with a minute 42 left here in the ballgame. Here's Woolman. Big collision in the lane and a blocking foul. Woolman took it right to the hole there and ran in to, let's see, who's getting up on the seat of his pants. It's going to be on Blake Walker. Walker took a hit there from Brady Woolman. Down in the lane, and Walker's going to be hit with a blocking foul. That's going to send Woolman to the free throw line now for Hastings College with a minute 39 left in the ballgame. William Penn has come from 11 points down here in the second half. So Woolman to the free throw line, 3 of 3 so far today. Shot is up there. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn goes up. His shot, no good, and he's fouling the play. Brandon Beasley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. So Brady Woolman, normally a Mr. Automatic from the free throw line, misses the front end of the 1-1. Now both teams are in the double bonus situation down the stretch here. 10 fouls plus. This will be a two-shot foul for Dylan Flynn. His shot is up there. It's good. Flynn now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. Hastings leading 85-84 over 7th-ranked William Penn this afternoon. So Dylan Flynn will have one more, the junior out of Lincoln. His shot is up there, and the shot rims off. No good. Rebound Beasley. Now William Penn can pull ahead here with a field goal. Brandon Beasley trots it across the midcourt stripe. He drives the ball against Woolman. Takes it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound. Follow shot up and in. The shot there by Walker gets the offensive board on the putback. And now William Penn has got a one-point lead, 86-85, with a minute and 14 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Dane Bacon. Comes out to Hamburger. Lobs it inside. Flynn goes up with a shot. Good. Dylan Flynn scores right in front of the basket. The assist by Hamburger. Dylan Flynn now with 18 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 87-86 now with a minute to play. Here's Brandon Beasley with the ball. Back in the offensive zone against Woolman. Uses a screen. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner. Stotner for three. Bingo. Taylor Stotner knocks down his fourth three-pointer. 89-87. William Penn with a lead with 43 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Alex Thayer moves over to Hamburger. Drives the baseline. His pass deflected. Hamburger tries to save it. Now a double dribble violation. The ball was tipped. Hamburger says it was tipped. It looked like it was right in front of us here, but they give the ball to William Penn on a double dribble violation. Now Lance is going to question this call here. We got 36.5 seconds to play. William Penn has got a two-point lead over Hastings. It's 89-87. William Penn will play things in. Broncos will attack here in backcourt. Armand Rasul has got the ball. Rasul gets the ball now to Dublin. Into the offensive zone to Stotner. Down to 30 seconds to play. The Broncos down by 2 points, 89-87. And now what do we have here? We have a timeout called. Stotner was trapped along the far sideline right in front of the scorer's table, and William Penn calls a timeout. 26.1 seconds to play here in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. William Penn, 89, Hastings, 87.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 26 seconds to play. William Penn inbounds the ball, and Jake Hamburger is going to commit a personal foul. Hamburger hits up Blake Walker and sends him into the William Penn bench. So Hamburger picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. 89-87 is the score. William Penn has got a two-point lead over Hastings. Walker goes to the free throw line. He's just one out of three so far today. He'll have two shots here. Each team over the 10-foul limit in the second half. Walker throws it up there. The shot good. 90-87. Hastings led this game 51-44 in halftime, led by 11 in the second half at 57-46. But William Penn has come back. They now lead Hastings by three, 90-87. Blake Walker's second free throw up there, good. 91-87. William Penn has scored the last 5 points in the ball game, and now we have got a timeout called. Lance calls the timeout with 22 seconds to play. Now the Broncos are down by a couple of possessions. We'll take a break. 22 seconds to play in regulation. It is William Penn 91, Hastings 87.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
22 seconds to play. In regulation, Hastings will play on day number two of this Red Raider Classic tomorrow. They've got Graceland out of Iowa in here at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:45 as Hastings will take on Graceland before coming home. And then we'll get right back to conference action right after the first of the year with nationally ranked Dort coming in here on January the 2nd. It'll be a home game for the Broncos. So 91-87 is the score. Hastings will inbound the ball here on the near side. Woolman has got it. He lobs the ball into the lane. It's going to be over the head of Flynn out of bounds. Trying to set up Flynn with the alley-oop in the lane there, and they threw it over his head. The Broncos have turned the ball over for the 23rd time. And now William Penn will have a chance to play it in here on the near side with a four-point lead, 91-87. Still with 22 seconds to play. Here in regulation, they play it in as they get it to Stotner. Stotner picked up by Hamburger. Stotner dribbles down in the corner. Now Hamburger is hit with a personal foul. Jake picks up his third. And that's going to send William Penn to the free throw line. And Taylor Stotner will toe the mark. He's only a 50% foul shooter on this season. Has not had many chances, 3 out of 6. But he'll have 2 chances here. He's hit 4 3-pointers in the ballgame. And his shot is up there. It's no good. 17.2 seconds to play. William Penn, 91. Hastings, 87. The second shot is up there is good, so he hits 1 out of 2. It's now 92-87 in favor of the Statesmen. Hastings back with the ball. Alex Thayer into the forecourt. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Beasley into the forecourt. That was 7 seconds. Beasley has got the ball, and that's going to be just about it as William Penn's going to dribble the ball out here. Walker dribbles the ball out, and that's going to be the ball game. William Penn comes from 11 points down in the second half to beat Hastings College here this afternoon. In men's college basketball, the final score, William Penn 92, Hastings College 87. So the Broncos are going to drop to 12 wins and 4 losses on the season. William Penn improves to 15 wins and 1 loss. William Penn uses a 3-point shooting down the stretch to beat Hastings College as they beat the Broncos today 92-87. We'll come back and check the numbers in 1 minute.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Boltman Center, Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to 7th-ranked William Penn. Final score of 92-87. Broncos had a halftime lead of 51-44. Stressed that lead to 11 points at 57-46 with 18 minutes to play. William Penn then started getting their three-pointers warmed up from the outside as Taylor Stottner hit four three-pointers, three of those in the second half of play. William Penn tied the score at 84 apiece with a minute and 42 seconds to play. But Hastings outscored the rest of the way from that 84-84 tie. They got outscored 8-3 down the stretch. And William Penn goes on to beat Hastings College here this afternoon by a score of 92-87. So Hastings drops to 12 wins and 4 losses on the season. They will play Graceland tomorrow afternoon. Graceland out of Iowa. Back here in Orange City, that'll be a 4 o'clock start, 3:45 for the pregame here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos getting 18 points today from Dylan Flynn, 17 points from Dane Bacon, and 15 points from Jake Hamburger. The other scores in the ball game for the Broncos. We had Brady Woolman scoring 9 points today. Carson Bloom had 7. Jake Marvin had 7 points. 6 for Brent Wells, and 6 for Zach Lita. Again, 3 players in double figures. Dylan Flynn with 18. Dane Bacon with 17 points. And Jake Hamburger had 15. For William Penn, they were led today by Armand Rasul. He scores 20. He had 11 of those in the second half of play. Brandon Beasley, he had 18 points with 10 in the second half. And Blake Walker, he had 15 points in the ball game with 8 of those coming after intermission. The other score is for William Penn. We see Lamonte Jenkins had 5 points. Keith Stefik had 5 points. 3 for Kevin Fay. 2 for Davis Spielbauer. And 2 for Ross Howell. So Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to 7th-ranked William Penn. The final score of 92-87. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Take a break from all the hustle and bustle this holiday season and let Godfather's do the cooking for you. For only $21.99, you can feed your family with the Don's Holiday Feast. The Holiday Feast includes a medium the Don pizza, a medium single topping pizza, and our new pumpkin pie streusel made with pumpkin pie filling and our harvest streusel made with old-fashioned oats and icing. Call us at 402-461-0386 for delivery, pickup, dine-in, or drive-through. All of us here at CPI Godfather's in Hastings would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHS. Hastings College dropping one here this afternoon to William Penn, the final score of 92-87. And the Broncos putting 3 players in double figures today. Dylan Flynn, 18 points in the ball game. Dane Bacon had 17. Jake Hamburger had 15 points. Brady Lohman also had a good ball game today, but did not score in the second half. Lohman had 9 points, but quarterbacked the team in this ball game here today. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Dylan Flynn, the 6'7" junior out of Lincoln. Flynn scores 8 field goals here this afternoon, was also 2 out of 5 from the free throw line, still waiting for the final numbers concerning rebounds and block shots today. But Flynn had an excellent performance for Hastings College on both ends of the floor today. Dylan Flynn scoring 18 points in the Broncos' loss today. He'll be our player of the game as William Penn, the 7th-ranked team in the country, comes from 11 points down in the second half to beat Hastings today by a score of 92-87. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
I'm back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. 92-87, William Penn knocks off Hastings College. Just got the final numbers. We'll give you the final tally for Dylan Flynn, our player of the game today. He was 8 out of 14 officially from the field, 2 out of 5 from the free throw line, had 4 rebounds, scores the 18 points, had 1 assist. And he played 24 minutes here this afternoon for Hastings in a losing cause, 92-87, the final score here this afternoon. We had 20 lead changes in this basketball game. The score was tied 6 times. But William Penn comes from 11 points down to beat Hastings today by a score of 92-87. Still waiting for Lance Creech to make his way back out of the locker room. We'll give you the final numbers here in the ball game today. Hastings ended up shooting 35 out of 62 from the field for 56.5%. Meanwhile, William Penn was 34 out of 78 from the field. They shot 43.6%. Hastings connected at only 3 out of 14 from three-point range today for 21%. William Penn was 7 out of 29 for 24%. For the free throw line, Hastings was 14 out of 20 for 70%. William Penn was 17 out of 26 for 65%. Broncos got crushed on the boards this afternoon. William Penn comes up with 44 rebounds in the ball game compared to 30 for Hastings. William Penn out-rebounds Hastings 18-5 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 27 times in the ball game here this afternoon. William Penn had 21 turnovers. Broncos had 3 block shots and 9 steals in the ball game. William Penn had 2 block shots and 14 steals. Armand Rasul had a double-double for William Penn. He had 20 points and 13 rebounds in the ball game. He had 3 offensive boards and 10 on defense. Brandon Beasley also had a good performance. He scores 18 points in the ball game. He had 10 rebounds. So two guys had double-doubles in the contest against Hastings College here this afternoon. The Broncos had nobody with more than but 5 rebounds in the ball game. Check that, 6. Sanklina had 6 boards for Hastings College and 5 rebounds for Brent Wells. Hastings College dropping it here this afternoon to William Penn. Final score of 92-87. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
And the final score here this afternoon, 92-87 in favor of William Penn. Mentioned some of those numbers. Points off of turnovers today. We mentioned that Hastings College had 27 turnovers in the ball game. William Penn scores 34 points off of those 27 turnovers. Hastings scores 19 points off of William Penn's 21 turnovers in the ball game today. Second chance points. William Penn scores 17 as they got 18 offensive rebounds today. Hastings had just 3 points on the second chance points as they pulled down 5 offensive boards. For the bench, William Penn outscoring Hastings 40-30. So the score tied 6 times, 20 lead changes in the ball game today, and William Penn comes from 11 points down to beat Hastings College by the score of 92-87. Broncos now 12-4 on the season. They will get ready to play Graceland tomorrow afternoon right back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City. We'll have the game for you on 1230 KHS, beginning with a pregame show at 3:45. William Penn improves to 15 wins and 1 loss in the season. They will play again tomorrow as well here in Orange City. This tournament is continuing now. Northwestern, the host team, is going to play out here tonight. The Northwestern women have got a ball game coming up here next. It's on the floor. In fact, they're just a couple of minutes away. They're going to play Clark College. And then the Dort women also going to be in here in this classic. The Northwestern men will wrap up the first day of the tournament. They will play the final ball game here tonight. So still waiting for Lance Creech to make his way back out of the locker room following the 92-87 loss to William Penn here tonight. And so far we see no sign of the coach as we get ready to move into the second ball game. We'll take one more timeout, and we'll come back and wrap things up here in Orange City right after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
All right, back here in Orange City this afternoon, Maya Slough, the assistant coach for Hastings College, is going to join us here today. Maya, a great start to the basketball game today, but just can keep the intensity up in the second half. Talk about what happened after halftime.
Yeah, we did a good job in the first half of, you know, they got out to about 17 points during the first 3 minutes against our man-to-man, and we were trying to change a little bit of defenses on them, and we found some success in our zone. And, you know, for the most part, all the way throughout the entire course of the second half into about the last 4 minutes, our zone, they weren't hitting shots. Number four did a nice job there in the last 4 minutes of hitting a couple shots. And finally, percentages played out, and they made a couple threes down the stretch that kind of doomed us.
They kind of live and die by the three-pointer. They hit only 2 out of 14 in the first half, but you knew sooner or later this team would light them up from the outside, and that's what happened basically in the second half.
Yeah, well, you know, you just hope that maybe those shots go in with about 10 or 15 to go to where you can make an adjustment there, but you stay with something that's been successful for the entire, you know, 35 minutes or whatever it is, and in the last 5 minutes, they start making shots, and it's hard to get your guys back into a man-to-man mindset when they've been playing zone for the last hour and a half. So,
talk about us offensively. We had a lot of success against some things that they were doing out there today.
We did a really good job of cutting. making the easy pass, and we had success. Now, we turned the dang thing over 27 times, and we started trying to get cute with it and trying to make long cross-court bounce passes and things like that. You know, so when we took care of the basketball, I think we shot 50-some-odd percent from the floor, which is pretty standard for us. When we take care of the basketball, we're as good as anybody in the country offensively. When we don't take care of it, we really struggle.
Yeah, 27 turnovers results in, 34 points off of those turnovers, and that's too much when you're up against a team like William Penn.
This is the first game all year where we've had a possession game. You know, we've either been up double digits or down double digits in the games that we've lost, and there just hasn't been a time where we've had to make plays down the stretch of games. And I think that kind of showed they're up 8 with 4 to go, and we just hadn't been in a situation where a team had made a run on us and it turns into a possession game late. And I think our guys kind of got a little bit tight, and that's something we'll have to address and something we'll have to put into a practice setting and do a little bit better job with situational play down the stretch.
And the things that we were doing for the first 30 minutes of the ball game, we had a tough time really executing in the final 4 minutes or so.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I think, you know, with the long layoff, our conditioning might be struggling a little bit, and I think down the stretch you saw we had a lot of wide open threes that we typically will knock down, and we really struggled. Dane Bacon goes 1-for-7 or 1-for-8 from three, and he's about a 50% three-point shooter on the year for us. So I think we just got to get our legs back under us, get some rest tonight, and come back and try to have a solid effort tomorrow.
So it's a real downer. You had the seventh-ranked team of the nation kind of on their ropes here tonight, and you let them go.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You get a pretty good opportunity to make a real impact at the national level, but it's a good way to get battle tested here before we jump right back into conference play. We got to take care of business tomorrow against a pretty good Graceland team, and then we got Dort coming to our place. So there's no time to sit on this thing. We got to have about 2 hour memory.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Maya Slough, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos losing one here this afternoon to William Penn by a score of 92-87. Broncos putting three players in double figures today, led by Dylan Flynn with 18 points, Dane Bacon had 17, and Jake Hamburger 15 points, but the Broncos drop one today as William Penn comes from 11 points down in the second half to beat Hastings College 92-87. And tomorrow, Hastings will take on Graceland. Right back here at the Boltman Center, we'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. That will do it from Orange City here today. For my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Orange City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.